Luke 4:4radio.com.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Hi, I'm Deborah Osborne with Coldwell Banker Beachside. Before you do anything else, call 1-800-710-0260, extension 15, where you will hear a detailed recording on how I can sell your home faster and for more money than any other agent. Again, that toll-free number is 1-800-710-0260, extension 15. Call now, and let's get you packing.
Grace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Grace Rio, our only limit is your imagination. Grace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at traceriosilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
This is 4 Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams.
All right, rodeo fans, it's time for She's Gone Country with Becky. Introducing your hosts, Becky Christensen and Vicki Christensen O'Shields.
Well, good night, everybody, and welcome to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and joining me tonight is my co-host Vicki Christensen Shields and my guest co-host Donalyn Quintana, if I could talk tonight. Ladies, how are you this evening?
Hey, Becky, it's Vicki. I'm doing well, honey. So happy to have you here in Texas. We're home from the semis. Donalyn, how are you?
I'm great, and it was so wonderful for the three of us to be together on this last weekend. That was a whirlwind, but yeah, it was a fun time for this last weekend, wasn't it?
You know, I had so much fun, and it did. It went by really fast, and boy, I tell you, I have been on the road and traveling and seeing the countryside and making a trek to Fort Worth for this great experience over at RCTV's The American Semifinal. So we're going to just take a quick interview or time tonight, about 30 minutes. We're going to do a short show tonight. We just wanted to recap some of the highlights of this weekend. It's been a blast. And first of all, I just want to say thank you to all of our sponsors, Trace Rio Silver, 4 Radio, American Hats, Lavelle, Deborah Osborne, everybody who's been so supportive of our show, Trinity Wellness. We couldn't do this show without you, so thank you so much. I really want to say thank you tonight to Tiffany Rundell of Group W Productions, because they have been they've really just come up alongside of us and partnered with us and really have just kind of elevated us to just a different and another level that is just great. It's been a blessing. So thank you to Tiffany. Thank you to Group W. Thank you to RFD-TV for bringing us down to Fort Worth. And, you know, ladies, what did you think? Vicki, I'm going to start with you. What did you think about this weekend?
Oh, wow. Like Donalyn said, it was wonderful to be together. What a fantastic weekend it was. We had absolutely a, you know, top-notch guest lineup to be in the historic, you know, stockyards in Fort Worth at Cowtown, and to be part of RFD, you know, for the semifinals, and to see what Randy Bernard and his vision is doing for cowboys and cowgirls all across the nation. I mean, it was just absolutely a memory that, I mean, you know, we're looking forward to traveling up to AT&T and Arlington this weekend, this coming Sunday for the American. But, oh, wow, Fort Worth was wonderful.
You know, and it really was a good time. Donald, how was your couple days there? Tell us a little bit about what you were up to. Tell us a little bit about what you were up to this weekend, because I know you had quite a playful with Western Wishes. So share with ours, because Western Wishes is our charity team, for those of you that are listening, and we always love to elevate and empower Donalyn and all that she's doing. And I know she partnered with some folks with RVTV and things going on in Fort Worth and was able to do something very special for someone over the semifinals this weekend.
Well, you know what? First of all, I am just so blessed. Not only that we've had a long-standing, you know, almost family friendship through the years, and I'm so blessed that Trace Rios is a part of Western Wishes. It means a lot to me, and it means a lot to everyone. Loves the product as well. It's an amazing company to begin with, and the Vicky and her family have created such a wonderful product for everyone, and I'm just so proud that we're a part of Trace Rios. And I've wanted to say that for a long time. But this week, interesting is that it was one of those weeks where it seemed like, and we've had this throughout the year, we do, you have on again, off again, bump another kid up, change the date. And it's usually because of sick kids. And sometimes it's something that comes up, but it can be very stressful. And we had a little girl by the name of Brooke that was going to be, she's 5 years old, and she's battling a brain tumor, loved horses, little cowgirl, and she was going to be coming, and she was going to meet Easton Corbin and be a part of the rodeo, and she got the flu. And so I was so disappointed because PRS and RFD-TV was thrilled to have like a wish kid, especially when we were actually plugging in Easton Corbin, country music singer, to the wish, and it ended up being just adorable with little Caleb, who we call he's our Oklahoma poster child. But I'll tell you, that little kid, you know, Vicky, you know Caleb, and you know how adorable he is. So he was our stand-in wish kid. So it was really, really fun to have him be a part of that. They did a lot of filming. I'm anxious to see the footage. It's going to be cute. So anyway, that was wonderful. We got to do that, and looking forward to the fact that Amberly Snyder happens to be a former Wish girl. And remember, Vicki, when we were at 8 Seconds to Glory in Cheyenne, she was there?
Absolutely. I'll never forget Amberly and Luke Perry. Took her down the red carpet in her wheelchair. You know, Donalyn, Amberly, oh gosh, I don't know if you got to watch the auction last night, but you know, she went for, I believe, $31,000.
The highest one, yes. I was betting
back and
forth between the Oscars and the
auction. Oh my.
Back and forth, and I caught it.
And
honestly, that's more than Trevor Brazil. Trevor went for what was he?
Yeah, it was amazing. But the most amazing thing about the entire evening was when when Bob Tallman spoke with Amberly. And, I mean, that little gal, oh, my gosh, what an inspiration she is. What a testament to faith.
Yep.
And she is just, she's just a total inspiration to anyone that would ever cross her path. And I'm so excited, Becky and Donalyn, that we get to come together this following Sunday, and we get to see this unfold live before our eyes.
I know. I'm excited about that. And you know what's amazing? This is what's really amazing, is that for the first time in 20 years, this is going to be Wish Kids. Emily, she just got back from having her first brain surgery, and she may be well enough to come. But we have a little girl by the name of Cheyenne that's in a wheelchair from a car accident, who's 9 years old, who Amberly wrote to her to lift her spirits, and she's going to get a chance to meet. So really what's amazing, it's the first time in the history of Western Wishes that Western Wishes kids want to meet a former Western Wishes kid.
Wow.
There it is.
Awesome.
And
yeah,
this is Becky and Dolan. That's a testament to what it is you're doing, because just like in Vegas, when we had those two, your two older Wish kids up there, and
yep.
how they're
yep.
one, You know, it's just a testament how you just keep paying it forward, and then those kids keep paying it forward. And, you know, I was really in – this is my first trip to Fort Worth. I've never been to Fort Worth. And, of course, Donnelly, you live there in Weatherford, which is just about 30 miles from Fort Worth. And, Vicki, you're down here in southern Texas, so you've been up there a few times or two. So, you know, making this trek across, and what's been really amazing to me is, you know, for me, first of all, I've been able to take a business trip and make it a family trip and combine the two and see all my family that's down here. And that in itself was pretty amazing for me. And then to come to Fort Worth and to see all the history and to see, you know, like we had the unofficial mayor of Fort Worth Stockyards on our show on Saturday, and that was Steve Murren. And what a character, and what he was like a walking encyclopedia of Fort Worth. And, I mean, you give him, you just ask him a question, he could rattle off dates. And so for me, it was just, it was kind of, it was surreal, if you will, because it was really blending everything that we're doing with She's Gone Country with Betty. You know, I got to see my family and go back to my roots, and we were just talking before the show. I'd be fed like I'm back on the ranch. And so,
You know, Donnelly, so, I told Becky, I told Becky tonight, Donnelly, that you know, sitting across the table from her, the bar area, you know, we sat there and ate. Just for a moment tonight, I looked across that bar, and I saw that little 8-year-old that was at the table at the ranch so much growing up. And you know, it's just been great, you know. And Becky talking about Steve Murren and the Stockyards, and Steve made a statement that I think all of us can relate to. And that is, he said, he feels like he is the custodian of the Stockyards. That while he's here on Earth, he is the custodian, and it's his duty to take care of it. And I really feel that all of us have that stewardship, that we need to be the custodian of our passion, and we need to take care of it, and we need to preserve it for future generations.
You know, you're so right, Vicki. I mean, you're so right about that. When we were there and sitting on that stage and you just glanced over at that Coliseum with the 1908 there, it just, didn't you get real sentimental about all of us being raised in rodeo and how proud we are? I forget about it sometimes. I get home from Wishes and I just kind of want to just be, you know, just I get antisocial, and I don't realize that when I do get social, I am so inspired and touched. It's like a family. I just keep going back to that. Isn't that true?
You know what's great for me too, Donnelly, is what's been great about this trip is for those that are listening is, you know, a lot of this show stems from the fact that I was removed from rodeo for a time. And it was just because of, you know, things that had happened in life, and life took us different directions. And so a lot of the show came from looking into my life and looking at my kids and realizing that they're missing out on what their roots were. And so I was fortunate enough to bring my daughter along with me on this trip. And, you know, my daughter, flat out tell you, she's a city girl, but she has been so proactive in taking part in everything that we're doing here. And she's just been my little film girl and really taking a part and ownership and, you know, getting into the rodeo and all that. And so she's really getting a, you know, if you would, getting your foot wet in this whole lifestyle that I got to grow up in and was fortunate to be a part of. And I think she's finally recognizing, oh, this, you know, this does go a little bit further, and this is a little bit richer than what I even understood. Because she's, I mean, she's just, let's just put it this way, she's not so, let's just say, her nose isn't turned up to the cowboys and cowgirls of the rodeo world anymore.
Well, isn't it true?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I just said, isn't it true that Vicki and Becky, isn't it true that you've seen that we've had friends that are outside of rodeo who are very corporate or film people, producer people, and they get a taste of real rodeo, and they are so enamored by the whole legacy of the American cowboy. And I love the way, isn't that amazing, though? They're very enamored by it, and I'm proud of that.
Donnelly, that was a great statement. And you know what? I know that Becky feels the same way, and I certainly am. And you know, we just this past week had that wonderful opportunity in Fort Worth. We had some absolutely amazing guests, every single one of them. you know, Debbie Harrison's out in my mind because of the history of rodeo there, and what a great cowgirl, and what a blessing she is to the Western way of life, and how she promotes it. Tea Woman at 58 years old. It was wonderful to have Tea on stage. I just can't tell you. This past weekend was just really very special.
Yes. It's kind of, did you girls ever kind of like, I know you probably were going to say yes, but did you ever kind of get a lump in your throat once in a while?
Oh, yeah.
I know. And I'm the least emotional, really, because I've through 20 years of Western Wishes, I've learned to have a thicker skin, you know, because I have to be happy girl all the time, you know. And
yeah.
I found myself really, really just like in Las Vegas, I just found myself kind of getting emotional. And I think we're just tapping into our heritage and our memories that make us kind of, you know, make us kind of melancholy at times, but also proud of our heritage. So I loved it. I love being a part of it. Thank you, girls, for letting me be a part of it.
Thank you for being there. And it's always great when all three of us can get together. And it's not very often that we get to do that because of, you know, the distance and so forth. But that's what's great about, you know, Blog Talk is we're able to come together once a week and connect and share with others. And one thing I want to share too is that it was really special because I want to thank the vision of RFD-TV and Randy Bernard for really coming up with the idea of the American. Because although I watched it last year and I'm kind of getting my brain around the concept of it all, when you're sitting at home watching it from cable in a snowstorm, you know, it's pretty exciting. I was amazed. It was great production. I had nothing negative to say about it. But then when you're actually down in the meat and the grit of it all and really seeing what's transpiring in the mountain, I mean, there's like 631 entries. I think Stacy, our friend Stacy, Oklahoma City, and the Rodeo Historical Society said that Slack, she's 6 hours of steer wrestling. And the fact that all these different folks from all over could just walk in and go to a qualifier and enter. And I see the spark that it's creating in folks. And I go back to my brother. I mean, he came up there with his little family in tow. And that was probably the most heart-touching thing for me because it's the generations. And we were up on stage with listening to Jared Keelan talk about how he came back because his son and his wife told him he'd been coming off of an injury and that story. And talking with Julie Mankin from RFD-TV and Stacy and Kelly from PRS and just everyone that was up there, it's sparking passion back in those that maybe have stepped away from it thinking, oh my gosh, maybe just for a little bit I could step back in and enjoy what I loved doing for so long and not feel like there's an age limit on it.
Exactly,
yes.
Becky.
Yeah.
That's it. There is no age limit. I know when we were, I don't think, you know, the listening audience realizes that, you know, there was, 3 days of Slack that went on before, you know, they ever saw a Perth televised, which would have been Friday night, Saturday night, and then with the semifinals itself on Sunday. But, I mean, sitting up there in that Coliseum and looking out across that ground and realizing the history there and knowing what's going on, I mean, it was just totally an overwhelming, amazing, amazing thing. And Donna Lynn, like Becky said, yes, I had a lump in my throat when I saw Jesse Christensen walk up there with his four precious little ones and his beautiful wife. I had a lump in my throat when Bob Allman came strolling up to the stage, you know?
I know.
Yes.
Aren't we blessed that we have been able to be with this, I don't know, it's almost like a, you know, we always say this, like a family reunion and a high school reunion, and you just kind of gather at the finals or wherever, or Pendleton or whatever, and you see this close network of friends that we just have so many memories to share together. You know, we all have I love this because it's like, you know, it's just like when you see someone like Billy Atbauer, and you're just so proud of the stellar character that family has and the people like the Garretts. And that's when I get a lump in my throat when I see these great people like Josie Young, second generation, you know, to Mickey Young and everything, and seeing that little boy on his lap and everything. I really do get sentimental about it. And I was just so in awe of Kelly Timberman, so well-spoken, such a great spokesperson for...
Oh, what a wonderful asset, the rodeo.
Yes, yes.
Well, and he's
excellent.
He's such a talker, and he's so eloquent with his words and conveying his passion and conveying, you know, the love of the sport of rodeo and why we're doing what we're doing, and the fact that, you know, Pro Rough Dog Series is really trying their best to keep that true essence of rodeo and that essence of the, I guess you would call it brotherhood, because in Rough Dog there's there's a few women, but not a lot, but that brotherhood behind the chutes and really, you know, and the cowboy versus the athlete, even though they're all athletes anyway. I was really impressed by that. I really thought that was very well spoken on his behalf. And you know, it's going to be great next week. I'm excited for next week. So, you know, those of you that are listening, you know, now live or in the archives, be sure you go to the Facebook page of RFDTV and check out all the things that they're doing to preserve the Western way of life and the sport of rodeo. I mean, we have great members of the PRCA, and the PRCA has been around, and they do great things, and the Pro Rough Stock Series and all they're doing. And, you know, there's just so many different outlets for cowboys and cowgirls nowadays. And I really got to be exposed and really see the different venues and the different, you know, avenues that they have. And so that just brings me, you know, we're running short on time, but I want to touch on the patch auction that you guys were talking about. For those of you that are listening, may or may not know, is Randy Bernard put together what they call a patch auction. Sorry, it's a tongue twister when you say it fast. Where they were raffling off the cowboys and cowgirls. Yes, the sponsors could buy the cowboys and cowgirls who are competing next weekend at the American. And so with that, they were giving away two, I think it's basically pretty much two front row tickets to the person with the highest bidder. 15% went, there were three organizations, so help me out, ladies. I know one was the Texas Cowboy Rodeo Hall of Fame, correct?
Cowgirl Hall of Fame, yep.
And Cowgirl.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Oklahoma City, correct?
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. The National Cowboy Hall of Fame.
Was it?
Yes, in Oklahoma City.
I was confused about that. Good. Okay. Yep.
And then wasn't one the Justice Crisis Fund? Cowboy Crisis
Fund? Oh, no. No.
Okay.
Hall
I was
Hall
thinking
of
it
Fame,
was.
Becky, yep. The Texas Cowboy Hall of Fame, and then the National Cowboy Hall of Fame in Oklahoma City.
So all of those organizations that are busy trying to preserve the Western way of life. So hats off to RFDTV and Randy Bernard for doing that, to really, again, preserving the Western way of life that we love. But let's talk about that for a minute. So, Donalyn, were you able to watch it at all?
I was, but I was just like very into the Oscars because of American Sniper. So I apologize.
Well,
I can
okay.
actually say, you know,
I can actually say, Donalyn, that I stayed awake until RFD went off the air. and knew that I could catch up on the Oscars, you know. But I tell you what, absolutely amazing, wasn't it, Becky? And it takes me back to what Kelly Timberman mentioned on the program that day. And he said, you know, it doesn't matter the size of the sponsorship, whether it's a corporate sponsor or whether it's a mom and pop sponsor or whether it's a family sponsor. And that was a really neat thing to see that take place at Billy Bob. And, you know, I mean, it totally awesome.
Oh, yeah. You're right. They had, they went anywhere from $1,500 up to a lot, $30,000, $40,000. I think they raised over $400,000 for the charities. And the cowboys got some of that traveling money, too.
Yeah. It was amazing. Here I was, you know, they said it was starting at $500, so I was thinking about, I'm going to call in and I'm just going to buy some for $500 on behalf of Western Wish as well. I think the cheapest was $3,500, wasn't it?
Don't know. But, yeah. But, I mean, they all brought good money.
Yes, they did.
And all for great causes. And next week's the culmination of the event. And we get to be up there and experience and be a part of it. And we'll be reporting back to you guys on Monday about that experience. So we're just here bringing you coverage of all these special events that are taking place through RFDTV, because, again, it's just another avenue to really, support and back and give these cowboys and cowgirls a way to, an opportunity to make a living at doing what they love. And isn't that what we all want to do, is make a living at what we love?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Share the passion.
Yep. So with that being said, I know we're down to just a few minutes before we have to go. And Vicki, is there anything that you wanted to touch on before we go? I know there's – oh, I just want to say congratulations to Ryan Gray, our hometown boy from Spokane, Davenport area. He made it to the finals, and he's coming off his injury from 2014, and he's been sidelined. But he is coming back full force and tearing it up out there. So congratulations to Ryan. We had a fabulous 9-year-old make a fabulous run in the barrel racing. I always mess up our first name, if that's correct.
Yeah.
And
from Stephenville. $40,000, I believe, was what she totally won there at Fort Worth. And you know what, Becky and Donalyn, you're talking about hometown and Ryan Gray. Well, Becky, I want to say congratulations to a hometown cowboy, and that's T. Woolman from Lano, Texas.
Yes.
He and his partner, Daniel. Daniel's only 18 years old. T is 58. They are headed back to the American, and I'm really thankful for that, because T and Jackie, I know them personally, and just wonderful friends and just great people. So congratulations.
You know that it, through the years, it seems really weird. I know John Quintana knew them, but I never, never knew T or Jackie. And I've heard wonderful things about them, though, wonderful things about them.
Yeah, absolutely,
well, the great
Donna
Lynn. Getting to meet T in person, because, of course, growing up hearing his name through the rodeo circuit, running around with when Dad was contracting the rodeos. You wouldn't think a team roper would be so outspoken, but boy, he was a great guest, and he had so much to say and so much to share. And he really is. He doesn't think he's doing much, but he really is taking what I think he said Leo Camarillo taught him, and he's just paying that forward to all those young kids. And I thought that was pretty special of him.
Yeah. Absolutely. Kudos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, we are running out of time. We're about a minute to go. And like I said, we were just keeping it short tonight, catching you up on everything that is RFDCB, the American Semifinals, and the American coming to you live next Sunday from something I'm so excited to see, which is the AT&T Stadium, Cowboy Stadium. Can't wait to go. Can't wait to be there. Can't wait to say I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just pray the weather holds up, because who would have thought me coming from Spokane, from an hour from Canada all the way down to the south, I'd be hit with this kind of weather down here. But it is winter, and as my cousin Britt says, welcome to Texas, where one day it's 80 and the next it's 27. So here you go. I'm getting the extremes on both ends.
True. Well, we've got,
I heard the forecast,
we've got another storm coming, but I don't think it's going to be as bad as eight. I think it's going to be okay by Sunday, Saturday and Sunday. I think we'll be okay.
We'll be there, Donalyn, regardless. Okay. We'll pull on our mucklucks and get our snowshoes out and chip away at some ice at the Metroplex.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know what? I have to say, this conversation tonight, it humbles me a little bit, too. I mean, I'm almost like, Vicki, you're going to have to just – I end up not going to a lot of social affairs around here, because I'm so burned out when I get home on a wish tour or something. And so you're just going to have to be on me to make sure I go to those affairs, because when I go, every time I do go, I enjoy it and I love connecting with old friends. I just, it just really humbled me. It was really neat to be a part of that, and I'm so glad you just had me a part of it.
Well, Donalyn, Becky and I are so proud that you are part of it. And I know what you're saying, Donalyn, after, 25 years in the buckle business and spending my life on a phone, and I would just come home and just vegetate. And, it's time we realize that all of us need to get out, and we need to follow our passion, and we always need to pursue it. But we need to take the time to not only pursue it, but to enjoy it and to find the joy. And I think that's the ticket.
I think so,
Amen.
Too. I think it really made me realize, being with you girls that time and seeing the tradition. We always talk about that tradition and our heritage and everything. And I really, really, really want to invest more time into that. So you guys just keep reminding me, okay?
Oh.
I love you.
Well, I love you ladies, and I love excuse me, Maria, who takes the time out each and every week to produce our show. I know she's the one. Honestly, if I had to say thank you to someone, it'd be her and the Lord, because between the two of them, they're the reason why we have She's Gone Country with Becky, and the support of
me
behind it, and the mm-hmm. wings to help me fly and take this message out. I just love you all. So with that, I hope our listeners that were tuning in or listening in the archives, I hope you get a chance to catch up through Facebook. Be sure to catch our archives on shesgonecountry.us. Follow us on Facebook, follow RFDTV on Facebook. Make sure you like Pro Rough Stock Series on Facebook, and just get in the action. I even think that Pro Fantasy Rodeo right now is doing a fantasy rodeo team for the Americans specifically. So be sure to check that out and get your team put together. Yep, and then we will be broadcasting live Monday. I will be on the road, and I'm sure Donalyn and Vicki will be wiped out, but we are going to be bringing you some updates then, and let me know all things The American when we come back on next week on Monday. So until then, God bless you. Stay tuned, and we're going to close it out with a little cowgirl logic. So have a great evening, and we'll see you next week.
Good night, Donalyn. Thank you, Crystal.
Good night. Good night.
The lion's here, and the longhorn bull was inside the chicken house, calmly eating hay out of the nest and licking up all the laying pellets out of the hanging feeder while the chickens were bouncing off the walls. It was a Kodak moment. Crazed chickens were flying over his back. He quietly turned his head sideways so he could fit his horns through the door and come back out. I am sure that egg production will be down for a day or so. Well, how did it happen? Well, a small gate was left open, and that's all it took to give me a laugh and cause the chickens to go ape snort and be cackling for a few hours. Did you know that not every open door is to be walked through? I've heard people say, well, I knew it must be God because it just opened up for me. Heck, I've said that myself. Some of them open doors that I walked through thinking they were God left a memory that isn't near as funny to me as that bull in the chicken house. You know, God wants us to be led by His Spirit, that still, quiet sounding voice down on the inside of us that we can just brush off as nothing if we don't watch it, not some open door. Some open doors are God, but the point is we're not to be led by them. I have walked through some of those open doors before and been just as out of my element and in the wrong place as the bull was in the chicken house. Problem was, it took me a lot longer to get back out. Although, I gotta say, I have learned some valuable lessons because of it. One of which is, even if a bull eats up all the laying pellets, he still ain't gonna lay any eggs. I'm Crystal Lyons, and this is just some cowgirl logic. For more, go to cowgirllogic.net.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
ForRadio.com.